Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's also the return of Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. We're always happy to hear from him. And, Jeff, of course, the big question this week is, how do fantasy players replace Pat Mahomes? That's the big question. How do you do that?
You don't. I mean, you do the best you can. You fill in, you stream, you do the, you know, you kind of look at the matchups. And the thing is, everyone's going through bye weeks right now, too, so your pool is dwindling a little bit because every week we're kind of struggling. You might want to check, though, like, see if, like, someone dropped Kyle Allen from the Panthers because they're on bye this week. You know, in a league where you only start one quarterback and you have five bench spots, you may have had to do that. I mean, it's a big, big bye week this week. Cleveland, Carolina, Pittsburgh, obviously. You know, you got some in Tampa Bay. All four are fantasy-friendly teams. So I've got a team that's got Nick Chubb out. I've got Mike Evans out. I've got DJ Moore and Jarvis Landry. So I had to do some really creative waiver wiring this week.
Yeah, it can get creative when you hit heavy in a bye week. And I think I'm looking at my team, and I think my biggest bye week, I think, is 12. But,
yeah.
Jeff, here's the issue I have, and I want to bounce this off you because I think it affects a lot of other people. What's going on with Green Bay's offense now seems to be focused more on the run, and you're not getting the fantasy numbers out of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he had that one incredible week, the big week. Didn't he throw for like 500 yards or something? But now, if you get a touchdown or two out of him, it's just not the same Aaron Rodgers. And quite frankly, on my team, the last couple of weeks, and I'm going with him again this week, I'm going with Kyler Murray over Aaron Rodgers. Am I making a mistake?
No, I don't think so at all. Kyler Murray gets the Giants. That's a pretty good matchup there. Murray, you get that base of the rush yards. And Rodgers is without his top three receivers this week. I mean, yeah, of course they're going to be more run-oriented when you don't have Davante Adams. Marcus Valdez-Scantling probably won't go. Geronimo Allison probably won't go. It's kind of scramble mode for them right now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just I couldn't wait any longer, so I pulled the plug on Aaron Rodgers, and now, you know, I'm going to ride Kyler Murray, and he creates some issues. I mean, he has really done some nice things out there, and, you know, it comes as a little bit of a surprise, does it not?
It depends on who you talk to. Some people are pretty hyped on him this year and rated him in the top 10 to begin with, so... you know, the offense is designed around him. That's always a nice start, right? You want to have a coach that tailors the offense according to the quarterback's strength. And in the case of Murray, they definitely have done that. So, yeah, and I think there are so many teams that are actively bad right now, defensively or offensively. You got to try to play those matchups really well. And I think that there's more opportunities to do that than there ever have been. You want to have your run games attack the Bengals. You want to have your passing offenses attack the Falcons every week. And you have opportunities like that that maybe you didn't have in the past.
Jeff, before we get to the phone calls, and we got the phone lines open, 412-928-9370, or you can tweet me, and we do have some questions for Jeff Erickson from RotoWire on Twitter, at Fantabulous937. It's at Fantabulous937. What do you make of this division now, the Steelers coming off that win with their third-string quarterback. Mason Rudolph will be back after the bye week. How's this division going to play out? Do the Steelers have a chance to get back in it? Their schedule certainly is promising.
Yeah, and the division is flawed. I mean, you look at the Ravens, and their defense isn't quite the fierce Ravens defense that's been in previous years. I know they got that win at Heinz Field, and that's going to be a big plus for them. But I think that it's still kind of catch-upable, and the Browns haven't hit their stride yet. They looked better last week in the loss to the Seahawks, but they're still not all the way there. So, yeah, the Steelers, and the thing is, they got an extra home game this year by going and playing in L.A. That was a 90% Steeler crowd, which is pretty funny to see. But, you know, I live out here, and I know nobody wanted the Chargers to come here. So I knew it was going to be that way, but to the extent that it was pretty crazy.
Well, that stadium looks pretty good. I tell you what, when they were showing it on TV, that looks like, you know, something out of out of the Jetsons. It's unbelievable what they're building out there.
Yeah, it's a you know, and the thing is, the LA Galaxy play their games there, and it's a good soccer stadium. It's just small, but it's a nice field, and you know, it's a great pitch. But you know, it's just that the Chargers have zero home base at all. I mean, the thing, and it's kind of feel bad for the players. Don't feel bad for the ownership group. I mean, they were very cynical about the whole enterprise, and you know, they get what they get, and they don't get upset. But you know, a lot of things about the Steelers. I mean, this bye week couldn't have come at a more opportune time. And can at least get Rudolph back next week after the bye. Hopefully, James Conner will be fine after the bye as well, after missing the second half. They're going to be without Jalen Samuels. They really got to get the passing game going. You know, big story in the fantasy circles is the decline of Juju Smith-Schuster, and it's because they just don't throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I got a question here. We're at the Marriott City Center, so Andrew down here at the Marriott wants to decide on a quarterback, either Daniel Jones of the Giants or Minshew against the Bengals.
I like Gardner Minshew.
I think I know where you're going to go here.
Yeah, I'm a self-hating Bengals fan. You know that. Minshew, though, this week, they get the Bengals are down William Jackson the third, and they're down Drake Kirkpatrick. So the two starting corners are out. They get Darqueze Jannard back as their slot corner. That helps a little bit. But it's DJ Chark week. I mean, you want to get him going. You want to get Fournette going. Bengals, you know, we've discussed this before, but they have this very creative defense that has zero NFL caliber linebackers. Makes that middle very exploitable, and I think they'll exploit it. I think that both those guys have big games. Dede Westbrook's a little banged up, but he could have a big game if he goes too. So I like Minshew a lot.
All right. Let me see what we got here on Twitter before we get to the phone calls. And again, 412-928-9370. We've got JR. Pick two wide receivers and a flex. Fuller, Fitz, Ridley, and Melvin Gordon. That's the choice. Two wideouts and a flex of those four.
Tough call. So Fuller and Fitz for sure. It's Ridley versus Gordon for the last. So against all evidence, I kind of feel like this is a good Gordon week. I think he kind of gets on track this week. So I'm going to go Gordon as for the flex over Ridley.
Okay, Brian on Twitter, Tevin Coleman or Mike Williams in a flex?
That's a good one. I'm going to go Tevin Coleman. I like the matchup against the Redskins. What I like about Coleman is not just that he's getting slightly more snaps than Breida, but also he's getting the red zone snaps. He's getting the red zone carries. I think he's got 10 red zone carries already this year. Breida only has two. So, and against the Redskins, you know, I think there's probably going to be ample opportunities. It's, you know, the funny thing about that, though, it's always about, okay, do they get stopped in the red zone to begin with? Do they get those, you know, opportunities that are inside the 10, inside the 5? Or do they score on plays from outside? That's always the question. So it's a little luck-based there.
Right. All right, this is a different league. It's a PPR league. Mixon or Ridley in a flex?
Ridley. I don't know if you were following the saga there with Cordy Glenn for the Bengals there. Their starting left tackle who hasn't played it down yet this year was cleared out of the concussion protocol and then got in a skirmish with a coach about his treatment within the protocol. Apparently, you know, he had been cleared earlier and no-showed meetings and practices, should have traveled with the team to the Pittsburgh game, the Monday night game, but didn't. So they're down him. They're down their starting right guard, Miller, who's out now with a groin injury. They've had just these, you know, their left tackle, their backup left tackle, Andre Smith, is out. So they're just way down all across the board. So because of that, I just don't think Mixon's going to be able to run the ball. I mean, he's had one game all year where he's run successfully.
All right, Jeff, a couple of more on Twitter. That seems to be the hot venue. I've got a guy here, has Mahomes, had a trade offer from someone. They offered Deshaun Watson for Adam Thielen, and he countered with Edelman and Josh Allen. A good deal, bad deal?
I mean, if he can pull off the Edelman and Allen for Watson, God bless you. I think that's the way to go. I mean, Thielen for Watson is really tough. I mean, yeah, Watson is as good as you get. I mean, it's stepping right in. But I mean, I hate that because come playoff time, fantasy playoff time, Mahomes is going to be back, and then you're going to have that Watson and Mahomes issue, and you're probably going to have to make a tough decision on your starting lineup, and you're going to be down a top receiver. And I like his counter. I think I try to push that route if you can.
All right, another one here. Starting Brandon Cooks and Thielen, should he start Tyler Boyd, or Valdez-Scantling in that third wide receiver spot?
Oh, Boyd. MVS is banged up, and I don't know if he's going to be able to go tomorrow or not. So I think you go Boyd here.
All right, 412-928-9370. Got another one here on Twitter from Anthony. Standard PPR, Edelman or Diggs?
Edelman, with Josh Gordon declared out today, that means that Edelman should get a ton of targets.
All righty. Okay, we're going to skip that one. Why don't you just fill us in on what's going on the RotoWire site this weekend?
Sure thing. I updated the rankings with the news that Alvin Kamara is not going to be able to play, bumped up Latavius Murray quite a bit. Even though it's not a great matchup against the Bears, it means he's going to get a ton of volume. So that's always big in fantasy circles. So you can check that out, rotowire.com/free. Get yourself a free 10-day trial. Of course, all the late-breaking news. If you're in a survivor pool, we got an article for that. It's a big week for that because everybody's picking the Bills. It's like the first time since like 1992 or something. But, you know, it's they're a 17-point favorite, so it's hard to ignore. But the problem is you play the pot odds and avoid the hurt. So read up on the article. There's a lot of math involved in that. But Chris breaks it down in a way that is pretty digestible. We've got, of course, wide receiver versus corner matchups, all sorts of stuff on the site. RotoWire.com/free.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, I have to ask you, one, what did you think of the Duck Dynasty, who filled in for Mason Rudolph as the third-string quarterback this week? I have to ask you that. And is Buffalo's success going to continue since you brought them up?
Well, Buffalo, I mean, their defense is legit. I mean, they're a really good defense. That game against the Pats was no fluke. If Josh Allen doesn't get hurt in that game, who knows what happens. And as far as Hodges go, I mean, hey, good job. He did what a caretaker is supposed to do. He didn't hurt the team. You know, they didn't throw deep. They didn't have to. I mean, the fact that they had those two big turnovers early kind of completely changed that game. Made that San Diego was the one playing catch-up the whole game. If the Steelers are trying to play catch-up, who knows if he's capable of doing that. But wasn't forced to, so he did his job. So, we'll see. I think Buffalo makes the playoffs this year. Check out their schedule. It's pretty light.
Yeah, I did notice that. One more quick one just came in on Twitter. Starting quarterback Jimmy G or Brissett, the quarterback?
Brissett gets the Texans. That should be a shootout. I'm going to go Brissett.
All righty, good enough. Jeff, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. Really appreciate it. Who are you picking in the Penguins Golden Knights game tonight?
I think with Malkin being out hurts a little bit, but I've got Crosby going in my fantasy league, so let's go Pens.
There you go. Good call, Jeff. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next weekend, hopefully. Make it a great day.
All right, thanks, Seth.